Good evening, folks. Dice Roll Zine Ramblecast, Episode 16, New Year's Eve, 2018. Tonight on the Ramblecast, we have my RPG Year in Review, the four coolest things in the OSR for 2018. And also tonight, I'm going to discuss what I hope to be able to do in 2019 for OSR gaming. And if I'm still sober enough at the end, we will get to my favorite books and things on my shelves right now.
Hey Steve, Tim Shorts from Gothridge Manor. Yeah, we had a fantastic time with the game. Matt killing Mark was a little funny. It was a lot funny. I think we counted three times Mark died in your shitty adventure. Had a good time. And what else? I just was here. Oh, good Arnold Schwarzenegger imitation. Very well done. Sounded just like him. All right, Steve, we'll talk to you soon, bud.
All right, that's a little funny. He's playing even before it was released. You got a laugh out of me. I stopped doing dishes to dry my hands to say that was funny. Pretty good.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Ivy, for calling in. You guys rock. Yeah, I am glad you got a kick out of my stupid-ass impression of Arnold there. We'll see if I can get Arnold back on at another time. He has a very busy schedule. I'm actually thinking I should try and get Ellen on the show. What do you guys think of that? Maybe let me know. Cheers, guys. Happy New Year. So I know I had like an introduction and all that kind of stuff with the RPG year in review and what I hope to do in 2019 and all that kind of wonderful stuff. But really I'm kind of making this whole episode up tonight as I go along. So I guess actually it's not really that different from any other episode that I do here on the Ramblecast. But anyway, I'll start with, so I'm just going to probably meander from topic to topic and it'll be very Gothridge Manor-esque. So my RPG year in review, the four coolest things in the OSR for 2018. This is obviously my opinion of the coolest things in the OSR. Yours will differ, and that's a good thing. So, number four, BX Essentials by Gavin Norman. BX Essentials has become my new favorite rules system for playing Dungeons & Dragons-esque OSR-type games. It's basically a re-expression, a clone of the basic expert Moldvay Cook Marsh rule set from back in 1981. It's provided me a lot of inspiration and a lot of fun times this year. There's a group of guys I play with now online. We all seem to be sort of orbiting around this rule set at the current moment. And it's providing a lot of cool game sessions for us in various campaigns. I mean, the thing that's great about BX Essentials is the same thing that was great about the original Basic Expert rules. You know, it's a tight set of rules. I mean, Gavin's done a great job, and I've talked about this on the Ramblecast before, so I don't want to retread a lot of stuff here, but the way Gavin's presented the rules, the way it's organized, the way it's structured, it's top notch. It's great. It's easy to reference. It's usable at the table, whether you're using the PDF on your computer screen or whether you're flipping through the book. It's very easy to reference. Very, very handy for the harried DM who has many other things on his plate during a game session, such as Roll 20 and doing really crappy con games. But we won't get into Hobbsapalooza again on this podcast. So at any rate, my number four coolest thing in the OSR for 2018, BX Essentials. They're my new favorite rule system. New old favorite rule system, I guess you would say. And it's a great format for anyone who's into old school rules. Number three, the strength of OSR zines. I mean, how many fucking cool zines are out there right now in the old school renaissance? I've got a bit of a list here, and by no means is this exhaustive. We've got Echoes from Fomalhaut, Back to Basics, Black Pudding, The Twisting Stair, Through Ulton's Door, Black Dogs, Extinguish the Sun, Villea Escuela, I'm sorry if I butchered that, my Spanish friends, Wormskin, Hops and Friends, Fantastic, Exciting, Imaginative, Excellent Traveling Volume, and of course the best of them all, Dice Roll Zine. Okay, well, maybe I'll edit that part out. But the strength of zines, the zine community in the OSR, is really one of the things that I think helps drive the creative engine of the old school renaissance. I mean, there's so many good high-end books being produced. I mean, a bunch of stuff. You've got Hot Springs Island, and you've got the various books from Lamentations of the Flame Princess and James Radji. You've got, you know, what's another good one? Midderlands, of course, Glenn Seal. Really high quality published, printed books. And all of that, I think, it's great. I mean, but you gotta have a certain kind of financial chutzpah behind you. You have to have a certain amount of selling capability to be able to get that stuff out there, because it's a huge investment in money. So underlying all of that, I think, are zines, because zines are where kind of little shits like me and people who come up, the guys playing every week and the girls playing every week, who play their campaigns and come up with cool ideas and wanted to share them with people. You know, zines are where that happens. You know, it also obviously happens on blogs and online forums and whatnot, but zines are really where people take the step from posting something on a blog to putting something down and editing it and formatting it and doing a kind of a rudimentary layout and all that kind of stuff. That's where it happens with zines. Now, I never really, back in the day when I started playing in 1981, I didn't really know about zines. I mean, I'm kind of showing my age there. I didn't really know about, you know, Alarums and Excursions. I didn't know about Lee Gold. I didn't know about, you know, the Arduin Grimoires. I didn't know about that stuff back then. In the 80s, I did, eventually, kind of towards the mid-80s, I did start to learn about heavy metal zines, because that was kind of the scene I got involved with. But I didn't know about gaming zines. So it wasn't really until the OSR, kind of when I got involved in that in 2008-ish, and things like Fight On and Knockspell. Those were kind of, you know, it's like, wow, magazines, zines, holy shit. People are doing this for old school games? And it continues. There was a bit of a flourish for it, and then it kind of died away, but it kind of came back. And I think the OSR zines right now, there's so many of them. I mean, it's hard to kind of get noticed, and the quality level is all kind of all over the place, but that's what it is with zines, right? You know, so it's still, to me, feels like kind of the creative engine behind the do-it-yourself scene. I mean, there's all kinds of publishers out there who are doing cool stuff, but they pretty much all start with a module or they all start with a zine. So that remains one of the coolest things about the OSR in 2018, over the past year, is the strength of the OSR zine community. So number two, the imminent demise of Google Plus. What? How could that possibly be one of the coolest things in the OSR for 2018? But yes, my friends, I believe that demise of Google Plus will prove to be a watershed event in the old school renaissance. I believe what it will do is force a whole bunch of people who are kind of collected together in this one social media platform to diversify and get more creative in how they communicate and how they share ideas. Now, there's going to be a bit of a division, I suppose. There's going to be your people who are going to go back to blogging on whatever platform, whether it's Blogger, but who knows what's going to happen with that, with the demise of G+. But at any rate, people might shift back to blogging. Some people will shift to another social media platform, whether that's MeWe seems to be kind of a popular one now, and I'm kind of on that one a little bit. I think the demise of G+ is going to kick a lot of people in the pants and force them to become creative about what it is they really want to do. I mean, G+ also enabled a lot of kind of scene hipsters, you know, to kind of hang around and you know, interact with creators and people in the communities and the various communities and all that stuff. I don't mean that's a bad thing, but with any kind of creative community and with any kind of scene, you've got divisions and you've got hangers-on and you've got, you know, movers and shakers, and you've got people who just want to be loudmouths and show off and cause trouble, and it's like anything. You've got a whole range of people and personality types and agendas and all kinds of stuff. So I think the demise of G+ will actually be a good thing, and it will push people in different directions. Now, where they all coalesce, whether it will be the same again, it's not going to be the same, obviously. I mean, G+, don't get me wrong, G+ has done some great things for the gaming communities at large. It allowed people to get together. You know, the demise of G+, I think, is going to be good for the gaming role-playing game community at large, because it's going to give us a collective kick in the pants. And I think that's good from time to time. And it also leads me to my number one coolest thing in the OSR for 2018. What I'm talking to you folks on, Anchor. How amazing is this thing? Huh? It's really cool. Anchor allows you to start blabbing like an idiot, like I do, about any topic you want. Of course, us being OSR-type people and me being an OSR-type person, I blab about the OSR and assorted sundry things surrounding that sort of topic. And I really think that Anchor has kind of exploded over the past year. Very obviously has exploded over the past year, because there's everybody and their brother now has an Anchor podcast, and their sister and their cousin and their dog and cat. And it's incredibly hard to keep up with everybody's podcasts because there's so many good ones. But yeah, Anchor has allowed everybody who has an interest in such things to just turn on a mic, start talking into it, and communicating with other people directly. And you can leave messages, you can insult people, you can tell jokes, make it as fancy produced as you want. You can do it totally off the cuff, rambling, and just speak into your phone, you know, if you want to do that. Anchor gives you a lot of stuff. It gives you a platform to do a lot of creative stuff, and to make it as complex or as simple as you want. But the point being that you communicate and share ideas with other people and have the opportunity to interact with them and get good, solid feedback. And I think that is a really cool thing. So there you have it, my four coolest things in the OSR for 2018. Maybe you guys think I'm full of shit. That's fine. I don't mind. But number four, BX Essentials, my new favorite rule system for old school gaming. Number three, the strength of the OSR zine community. There's so many good zines out there. Number two, the imminent demise of G+. It will force all of us elsewhere, give us a collective kick in the pants in doing something new and creative. And the number one coolest thing for the OSR 2018, Anchor! So what do I hope to do in 2019 for OSR Gaming? Now, this is not meant to be anything that I'm supposed to do for the benefit of OSR Gaming. This is merely meant to be stuff that I hope to be able to accomplish, or at least try to accomplish this year. One of the things I've been finding, I have an infant son. My son Magnus, he's 18 months old. And as I'm sure many, many parents who are gamers over the years have discovered, it's very difficult to balance the time between raising a child and partaking in your hobby. So one of the things that I've been trying to do in the past year, well, I shouldn't say I've been trying to do, that's totally wrong for me to say. I apologize for that. One of the things that's happened is to participate in this hobby that I love, role-playing games. I've had to stay up really fucking late, and I don't get any goddamn sleep because it's the only time I have to do stuff. Because being a parent of an infant, I'm taking him to daycare in the morning or picking him up from daycare in the evening. When my wife and I switch schedules, and then we deal with dinner, and then we deal with putting the boy down to sleep, and then it's kind of bedtime for mama, because now she's actually pregnant with our second child, so, yeah, it's tough, there's no time. So daddy stays up late, Dice Roll Zine Daddy stays up late, and, manages somehow to get a few hours sleep and function the next day and go to work. So what I'm hoping to do in 2019 is somehow manage my time better. Especially with a second child coming, I really don't know how I'm going to be able to play any games at all. So in 2019, I may not be able to actually play with any of my dudes online or my home group or anything like that. But what I hope to be able to do, I've been thinking about doing a Patreon. The reason I'm thinking of doing a Patreon is because it might allow me to do smaller creative bits, have little creative bursts every month, and put those things out for people who are interested in such things. My Dice Roll zine, I've only gotten one issue of the zine out so far, and that was in the fall of 2017. And I'd hoped to have another one out by the fall of 2018 or Christmas time this year. And it's just, it's got so big. I mean, it's up to 60 pages now. And I've taken on some other things. And the time I spend doing this Ramblecast as well takes away from my opportunity to write. And I just kind of sound like a whiny bitch right now about how I can't do anything. And I apologize for that. But so I'm hoping, I'm really hoping in 2019 I can manage my time a little better. Because I'm going to have two kids. But I still want to participate in my hobby, my role-playing game hobby, somehow. I realize I need to make sacrifices, and I'm more than happy to do that as a parent, but I gotta find a way to do it. So for 2019, I'm hoping to maybe do a Patreon thing or a little monthly release thing. The zine will probably, it'll still continue to be an annual thing. Maybe all of these little bits and bobs that I do over the year will wind up coalescing into a zine. And I hope to be able to do my Ramblecasts as well. I like this, doing this shit on Anchor. I sound like an idiot, and I'm totally unprofessional, but I don't give a flying fuck. It's fun to do. The only other thing I could think of is to try it and is go back to blogging, but I don't know if I'll do that or not. We'll see. But at any rate, that's what I hope to be able to do in 2019. I guess to sum it all up, I hope to do something in 2019 that will allow me to pursue my creative, fun role-playing game hobby that revolves around the old school Renaissance and all you wonderful folks that I get to interact with. So we'll see what happens.